What's going on, man? What's going on, the people of HTL? It is Thursday, the 8th. It's fucking 8th already, man. Where did the month go? Yeah, today on Thursday, we're going to be talking about the court of popular opinion, man. Not being a sheep. Limiting of interactions, schedules, a few other things, you know, in between there. But first, I want to thank you for tuning in, man. All of you guys putting it down. About 90% of you guys on Spotify are hitting the whack button. I appreciate it. That's a good number to keep, man. And you guys humble me every day. Every fucking day. It's getting a little bit later. What is it? Well, 9:52. I got a little sidetracked this morning. I made a video. It's on Twitter, Instagram, stuff like that. I'm not watching my sister's cats no more. I tell you that right. God damn. No. I ain't doing it, man.
You're doing it. That's it.
Check it out if you want a little laugh, man. If your week's going like, meh. Check it out, man. Don't have to like it. Don't have to retweet it. You don't have to, okay? Your interaction should never be based on this expectation of fucking hitting the like button or the retweet button. Look, I just want you to watch. I hope it makes you smile. That's it. Stop there. No need. Because I think that's a thing right now, especially in the streaming communities and in all of social media, really, is that pressure. I think a lot of people are feeling to get the views, to get the subs, to get the likes, to get. See, they're getting that gratification. And the crazy part is I see a lot of people limiting their interactions based on these metrics, right? These fucking hypothetical fucking numbers. They're limiting themselves. They're definitely... Let me say there's another side to that, too. People are limiting their interactions due to popularity, right? Certain folks, and this is something that I noticed back on Mixer, and yeah, I fucking went there, where the cool kids only hung out with the cool kids, right? The guys with 10,000 only hung out with 10,000 followers. Now, they would talk to others, but successful people flock like sheep, right? To be successful, there was always that thing that, you know, you see it on the internet all the time. Successful people surround themselves with successful people. Why do I just struggle with that fucking word? But one thing that I think a lot of successful people forget is that you became successful because of everybody, right? Yes, you did the work, but it took everybody flocking towards that work to support that work. So a small bit of acknowledgement in interaction with everybody is not going to hurt you. Now, of course, you should always set some boundaries, right? You should always set yourself some sort of, don't give out your address, don't this, don't that. Put some sort of limitation, okay? I'm not going to talk about my life, my wife. Okay, those are your boundaries. Those are the boundaries you want to set. You want to set some things aside for yourself because it's extremely important to have somewhat of a buffer zone, okay? Because if you're 100%, your door is unlocked, you don't know who's coming through, right? You need to be able to have some things that are yours. There are some things. See, I don't talk about my sex life. That's my shit, bro. You ain't getting that. Nobody knows where the nose goes when the doe's closed. That was something my man told me once. And I just laughed. Like, but he had some truth in that. And it boiled down to a lot of creators are a little too off barrier. They're reaching. I see it a lot in many different aspects. Artists, you know, that are making graphical stuff. Yeah, sure, I'll help. Yeah, sure, I'll help. Yeah, sure, I'll help. Yeah. I'll give. And they never set a boundary like, hey, okay, well, I'll help you with this banner for your Twitter. But that's about as far as I can go, man. Otherwise, we're talking, you know, 10 hours, 20 hours worth of work. And we're going to have to start talking about some sort of compensation because time is money, right? So you have to set a boundary. Maybe you have to set a boundary in your stream, in your strizzle. It says that, look, okay, you know, we're not talking about my children. I don't have any children, but we're not talking about my kids. You know, that's a topic that I'm going to deflect, right? Because I'm keeping that to myself. And that's okay. Fuck the court of popular opinion. Okay? If 20 people right now are, let's just say, throwing washers and dryers in the river, my mind says that's not copacetic. I'm not fucking getting involved with that shit. But since it's popular, right? This is what people are doing. Maybe you're seeing it on social media. This is a fucking trend. This is some fucking Benadryl shit on TikTok. Don't be a sheep. Don't follow suit with that court of popular opinion, right? Stick to your guns. Stick to your boundaries. Set the boundaries. Stick to them. No, I'm not cool with that. And that should be okay. Okay. But social media justice is a large avenue that mankind now has to deal with, right? You say something or post something, and maybe it's not this fucking Wikipedia fucking long fucking fact check. Maybe you just said something and it completely gets dogpiled. Well, me, I look at some of this stuff that floats around the internet, man, and I'm just like, so what? Let's set some stupid shit. We all say stupid shit. We all do stupid shit. Okay, my nose is cleaner than yours. My shit don't stink. Mentality is easy to portray on social media. So I always ask people to check themselves. I mean, even myself. You know, everybody's limiting what they do, what they say, how they say it. That's not the look, bro. Everybody wants to Chad the fuck out of you. Where does that leave you? Well, that leaves you with setting a boundary, right? That leaves you with keeping certain of your personal thoughts or feelings off of your presentation, especially in a business sense. Now, that's fine, because there's a difference between moral and ethics when it comes to business, or, you know, it's just strictly business. There's a large difference between the two. And if you don't believe me, look it up. In a business sense, morals and ethics. One creates the other. The other one is what something stands by, right? Maybe. It depends, but you know, these analytic driven platforms have pushed people into a mentality that has turned out to be very, very unhealthy, right? I mean, I come from a streaming background. I used to do the 7 days a week, 8 hours a day, and then I started doing 4 hours in a break, then 4 hours, because I started to realize a disconnect. And I think a lot of artists, musicians, you know, they hit the gate. I should say they hit the ground running. And sooner or later, when the stumble and fall hits, that pressure eventually kind of melds together because you've just compiled it. Now, see, you've left no time for yourself. You've left no room in your schedule for the other things, for the other important aspects, because you're so focused on what you're doing. Based on the way, you know, either the court of popular opinion, these platforms, the rules they have, the metrics that you have to reach in order to be quote unquote air asterisk fuck it successful. Okay. There's a lot of pressure in there. There's a lot that, you know, subconsciously people have suppressed. So when you have that crazy schedule, when you have that, and you're fighting all of those different things, when you're fighting whether you should tour or not be part of the sheep crew or this or that, or, you know, you're starting to cut into your charisma. Personally, that's just a belief. I think that a lot of creatives are very charismatic in the beginning, right? And I don't know if it's success or fame, or maybe it's just the pressure, but it seems to curb their charisma. They seem to become more reserved with their charismatic nature. And maybe they're not charismatic and they're learning to be charismatic. And maybe what they're doing in their art form is affording them that. Okay, there's always two sides to every coin. I'm only talking about one side at the fucking moment. But I mean, you know, it's suppressive. It can be very, very, very suppressive. And you have to be mindful of that situation and the possibility that what you're doing might be too much. See, that's why we don't do anything here on Wednesday, right? And we might even drop Friday. And it's nothing against the people that like to listen on those days. This is a podcast. And we can realize that we can listen to this on any day, right? See, in a live sense, it's different. But in an art sense, it's also what you don't do today, you can do 2 days from now. And I don't know the difference. But again, I'm not placing any, you know, pressure on you to do that. That's a self-driven pressure, right? Rapid, fast, successful. Those are things that culturally right now that we, you know, we're accustomed to. We have fucking microwave dinners. At the gas station, there's 400 different drinks to choose from. You can get hot food at the same time, pump your gas. You don't even have to go in and talk to nobody. You can swipe. Everything now is fast. Everything now is very, very convenient. And I think we place a lot of that convenience on ourselves. Again, I mean, you know, it has to do with the way this social media thing is still mending into humanity. They didn't have this problem 50 years ago. They had other issues. They had other issues they had to overcome, adapt. And as we get longer and longer in the human timeline, it's going to be interesting. I probably won't be around when it fully transforms. But right now, these are just some of the issues that I'm looking around and seeing. That you know, this pressure on friendships. That's another huge one. Friendships, man. You know, I don't stay in contact very often. I'm the type of friend that you have that I don't need to talk to you every day. But when I do, I don't feel like I've skipped a beat with you, right? I don't feel this pressure to constantly be fucking up your ass about everything, always in your shit. Now, there's certain friends that, you know, small talk is constant, but let's talk about it in a streaming sense. How do you have small talk with 2.5 million or 1,000 or 2,000 people? See, that expectation needs to be two ways, right? You'd see it all the time when I would be streaming. People would come in and, you know, they'd be like, what's up? I'd be like, hey, man, what's up? They'd be like, oh, my God, he talks to you. What? See, there's a reverse psychology. There's a reverse psychology on that. That's like a bait and switch. One, the person could actually be genuinely thrown off that you were interacting, right? That you actually acknowledged their presence. And again, that goes with the success thing and, you know, people not acknowledging their fan base on a consistent basis. I'm not saying that, okay, just fucking shut up. Stop your brain. I'm not saying this happens to everybody. I just said I notice it in the industries that they're being acknowledged, right? And then there's the bait. Okay, the bait is they could have just said that to get you to talk to them, right? Maybe they lack a way to open a conversation. What the? What? Hold on a second. Hold on. Yeah, thanks for always calling in the middle of an episode, bro. But again, we're always placing those rapid pressures, right? Hurry, fast, quick, all of that type of thing. And I think what that's really doing in the end, in the scheme of things, is causing people to freak out. If you need some sort of context to it, just open up your Facebook or your Twitter, right? And you could be posting, like I said in a previous episode, something about ear pods. And somebody is going to come on there on fucking left field and blame it on Trump. And it's like, when you see that type of behavior, okay, a lot of people are like, bro, look at this dude. Just chad the fuck up. Like, no, it's an exercise and an outlet for frustration, right? They were literally waiting for something to be triggered about. And that concerns me. That genuinely concerns me. It concerns me the fact that people are literally lying and waiting for some shit to jump on that is completely fucking irrelevant. But it's become irrelevant because of this court of popular opinion, right? This signaling, this people are doing what everybody else is doing, and they're doing it because everybody else is doing it. Take a look at art styles. Take a look at music styles, right? Let's harper back to when fucking Britney Spears came on the scene, and you had Christina. And then you had all the boy bands, and everybody was jumping on this big fucking train. Well, shit, that shit happens in streaming. That shit happens in music. That shit happens in art. That shit happens in podcasts. You know how many podcasts I've listened to that I had to slow down listening to because they got political? I wasn't really interested in political, and now that's all they do. So just know the variety that they had is gone because it's what's popular in the court of popular opinion. So now they feel like they're that pressure to be successful. The only way they're going to be successful is to do it. And again, that's a limitation. Maybe it's a self-imposed limitation. I feel like that's a mental and expression limitation over anything. I just wish that myself included earlier in life would have opened up to the fact that I got swallowed into that. Now that I have noticed, I like to talk about a few things. I like to talk about a whole bunch of different shit here. So I like to keep it fresh. I'm not doing this podcast because everybody's doing podcasts. I'm doing this podcast for me, for you, for an opportunity for me to talk about how I see things. Right or wrong, I don't know. It depends if you ask the fucking Wikipedia crew. You know, the guys that are going to sit around and fact check every fucking stat. Right? Like, if I made this statement right now, more walls are blue than they are green. Some fucking clown on Twitter would come through with some sort of stat that some sort of college or some sort of wrote a paper on 20 years ago. Says, no, bro, you false. Well, maybe I was just going off of life experiences. Maybe I was going off of the perception that I had accumulated through a lifelong, you know, from a lifelong absorption, right? Just fucking spit it out. But again, that's where we get to where we are on social media because, see, these are the experiences we've had on social media. It's a train. It's moving down the track. And right now, that's where we are on this track. We're on this social media justice freight train. And it stops at the court of popular opinion. And if you're not popular, you're canceled. And if when you're canceled, that causes pressure, especially in a creative sense. So you see how these things are all kind of starting to mend together? You know, I remember I used to do it to myself when it came to subs. right? Because I was a business and I felt myself failing. I was putting this pressure that I needed to do more and pump out faster, and I needed flashier videos, and I needed. You see how it goes. But I was also in that court of popular opinion. See, where everybody said you had to have an intro. I'm like, shit, all these successful people, all these people on YouTube making videos telling me that you have to have this, and you gotta have like these lights, and you gotta have. And look at them. They're doing great. They're successful. 2,000 subs. I can't break 2. Jesus. Well, it must be what they're talking about. No. Not 100%. Is there some validity to what they're saying? Sure, absolutely. Absolutely. But there was the other side of the coin, right? That I was just doing what everybody else was doing. And by doing that, I was just feeding the ones that were telling me. I wasn't feeding myself any sort of information. I was just basing myself off of what they were doing. I know a lot of creatives, and I know a lot of them are stuck behind this door of self-doubt, self-esteem issues because of that court. Because of that pressure, that friend pressure, the views pressure, the sub, the likes pressure. Alleviate that shit, right? Say what you want to say. Do what you want to do. I'm not saying go out there and get fucking stupid. Because social media justice is coming for you. They will. And they'll fucking get you. It just happens. But it doesn't mean you're wrong. Right? I mean, I guess if you're saying some foul shit, like, you know, if you're getting racial, if you're getting, you know, talking about kids in some sort of just don't kind of way, you listen, think about it, man. Check your soul. Check your morality. Okay? Ask yourself if what you're saying is right or wrong, you know, in a moral sense. I'm not talking about a factual sense. The internet wasn't this big fact pool. If it wasn't so accessible. So, I mean, again, just don't worry about that person. And we all have that person that, oh, sorry, man, I can't watch your streams, man. I'm working. Hey, man, sorry I haven't texted you in a while, man. I've just been kind of like busy. Fucking good. Okay? But don't send me that message. Don't ever send me that fucking message, because I hope that you're doing what you need to do. See, I'm not placing that pressure in your ball court. I'm not saying that you have to shoot a three-pointer. You don't have to shoot a three-pointer every time I talk to you. If you're shooting free throws, I don't give a shit if you're sitting on the bench. You're still the person I fucking like to talk to. So don't apologize. We used to have subscribers that would unsubscribe and be like, hey, man, I'm sorry. That's because of that pressure. Now, I didn't put that pressure on them. That pressure was already there because it's popular opinion. You're supposed to support me and have a tab open, and you're supposed to listen to my podcast because I'm me. No, people do what they need to do. And if you so happen to fit their lifestyle, it doesn't mean that you should stop doing what you're doing. Increase, decrease, whatever. To try to forcefully inject yourself into their life, man. Just let them be. So people, don't have that pressure on yourself either. Especially here. See, I mentioned it in the podcast. I thank you guys for the people that have moved over from Twitch. For, you know, our subscribers that moved over from Twitch to here. Thank you. I didn't tell you you had to. But thank you. The people that donate and do those types of things through the platform here on Anchor. Thank you. It's not necessary in order for me to speak. We have a pressure-free environment here. I'm talking to you. That's what we're doing. We're sitting around, we're having a fucking conversation. Get creative. I want you guys to think about how you can see. A lot of people are thinking about how they can get creative, right? How can I take my video to the next level? How can I take my audio to the next level? I want you to be creative and figure out how you can take your schedule to the next level. Right? Instead of streaming 7 days a week. Okay, stream 7 days a week, but stream for 4 hours instead of eight. But I want to hear about what you did in the off time. See, my man Psycho Scoobs went for this hike. And it was epic. Got some great pictures, man. Loved it. Loved it. My man in Six Chunks. Be like, ah, stream's canceled. Gonna go hang out with my daughter. Fucking love it. I fucking love it. And I love the fact that these people include me in stuff other than that regular type of media, right? Their stream, their YouTube, their this, their that. That's that inclusion. And that makes me excited that they're out doing something that's enriching their lives. I'm fucking genuinely happy for that. And I love the fact that they share it. Sorry, guys, no stream tonight. No podcast today, man. I'm going fishing with my buddy Lou. I'm having a grill out with my man Bear. I'm going to hang out with Bird. Whatever it is. Pressure-free environment. But I'd like to hear how you guys get creative. Do you go for a walk? Do you do a workout maybe? Do you sit around and eat cupcakes? I mean, fuck, if it makes you happy. I'm not here to dog you. I don't care. But I want to hear more of that channeled energy that's happening besides just your goal, right? Really do. I really do. I want to see you break out of that sheep, you know, in a small fashion. Start small. Start with 1 day. Start with 2 hours. Maybe switch up what you're doing while you're on your medium, while you're on your podcast. Every once in a while, I'll take a break. I'll tell you I'm taking a break. Now, what seems like a second to you might be 10 minutes for me. Especially on the last one. We got into some real heavy shit for me. That was a tough one. But I felt pressured to get that out. I felt internal pressure for 20 years. Say something about it. You know, I wouldn't say 20. For the last 10. To use it as an example, to let people know where I was coming from. But I couldn't because I was stuck in this views and can't be friends if I talk about certain things like that. Like, it was heavy. And if you were to talk about some shit like that on your stream, it might affect your revenue. So it was one of those deals where it was like, I just kept suppressing it through my actions. Oh, just focus on the goal. Oh, I want to get partnership. Oh, I want to get these sponsors. I fell into the court of popular opinion. And sometimes we get judged. Sometimes we don't. Depends on our sentence. But 9 times out of 10, man, it's really starting with us and the limitations that we're placing on ourselves for reasons either we've fabricated or they're monetarily. Well, if they're money, I know support creatives, man. I started literally in a closet. No job. Bum-ass computer. Was like, I'm going to start editing some videos. Matter of fact, the first time I touched Photoshop was at my homeboy's house because they had a computer and I didn't even have a computer. But his mom was fucking with this shit. And I was watching over her shoulder and I was learning. My boy's like, come on, man, let's go. That's stupid. No, I want to check this out. I was curious. Took the time. I didn't have the financial means, but I still found a way to take the time to feed that need for my creativity. So, in closing, man, don't limit yourself for interactions based on social media clout. If somebody doesn't talk to you, fuck it, move on. Right? Like-minded people will always find a way to migrate to each other. That person might not have been it. Fuck it, drop it, let it go. Okay? You don't have to put them up on a social media justice platform. This person didn't talk to me. Oh my God, so fucking rude. What? You're attracting a specific crowd when you do that. And if that's the crowd you're looking for and those are the type of people you want to hang out with, fucking send it. Not me. That's not mine. Don't be a sheep, man. Don't be following people just because other people are following people. Stop, take a minute. What kind of values does this person bring? Is this person entertaining? Does this person bring a lot of knowledge? Is this person just genuinely a good person? I like their stories or yada, yada, yada. Ask yourself some questions. Don't sheep mentality when you're playing these video games. Don't be doing shit just because it's popular. Yes, it can help your career because you got to ride the hype train. Schedule yourself some change. Schedule some time for yourself. Sit back, maybe play a game with your buddies. Knock back the overtime maybe at your job. I'm not saying take food off your table. Find a way to support yourself in a non-monetary way. Small break maybe. Take a day off. Go spend it with your wife or your kids. Hell, maybe even work on a project that you have pushed aside for a long time. But I want to hear your creativity. So if you want to leave me some feedback, hit me up on twitter.com/LostSoulBrand. I'm on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? If you want to, and if you're kind enough, leave feedback for the podcast on Spotify, because I know I would say about 30% of you guys are on Spotify. So leave a review. Let other listeners know what you feel about being here with me. I appreciate you being here with me, listening to me today on fucking Dirty Thursday. I'm get ready for work. I'm gonna spend some time with Poots too. It's probably about 10:30 in the morning here. I would like to close with thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all your generosity, your kindness. I really do appreciate it. I look forward to speaking to you again. FPS Friday may or may not happen. I'm going to keep you in the loop. Stay tuned to Twitter. Peace, love, and chicken grease, man. And as always, be good to yourself. Be good to others. I'll get y'all motherfuckers real soon.